KT Broadcast Studios. This is ABQ Connect.
Welcome in to ABQ Connect 2.0. Jim Williams with you this afternoon. We have been telling you all about Sojourn, an event to be happening this Sunday from 4 o'clock to 8 o'clock p.m. here at Calvary of Albuquerque. And remember, if you're in high school thinking about going off to college, or if you are a college student facing challenges with the change, don't miss Sojourn. Preparing students for the journey is what this event is about. It's happening at Calvary Church, Albuquerque on June 30th, 4 o'clock to 8 o'clock p.m., as I mentioned. And this event is going to feature guest speakers, Ben Corson and Dominic Dunn. And this afternoon, we're going to talk to Dominic. Dominic, thanks for joining us here on ABQ Connect 2.0.
Oh, thank you so much. It's great to talk to you.
Well, we're looking forward to having you here. Dominic is a pastor of a large church in Portland, Oregon called Westside, and he is the author of a book called When Faith Fails. Dominic, you're here to encourage young people, and we so much appreciate you making yourself available today. Tell us a little bit about what Sojourn's going to be about Sunday.
Yeah. Oh, man. Well, really honored and excited to come be a part of that and to come share along with Ben Corson, who is a great friend of mine. He's an amazing speaker. And it's going to be a night where really we want to delve into some of the deeper, harder topics that can challenge our faith and be equipped with practical ways that we can help let our light shine for Jesus and know how to give answers when questions arise in our faith.
Dominic, you're going to have some fun, too. There's going to be some hangout time, some food trucks. There's going to be some neat music. But you really are talking about a pretty serious subject. How serious are these attacks that young people get when they're faced with, you know, secular and worldly kinds of issues that they face in college?
Yeah, I think it's not limited to just, you know, 18 and up, but I think any age, really, whether you're 14 or whether you're 34 or 54, we're going to go through times where our faith is attacked and where doubts and questions arise. But there is something happening, I think, particular when it comes to Gen Z and millennial age as well. I mean, just look at the stats right now. A recent Pew survey came out, and the number of Americans who say they experience doubts about God has increased 15% over the last 10 years, and two-thirds of people right now in our nation who identify as Christians say they struggle with doubt, and Gen Z is considered right now the least Christian generation of our nation's history. And so I think it's time to wade into those waters and kind of flip the script, because I think God is wanting to do something right now with the emerging generation that's going to just blow our minds, and it's going to be beautiful.
Jim Williams and Dominic Dunn here with you on ABQ Connect 2.0. Thanks for joining us here this afternoon on KNKT. Dominic, you mentioned doubt, and you almost used that word. I know your book is all about telling people it's okay to doubt. It's not a bad word. In fact, it may be the basis of an increased faith.
Yeah. So the premise of the book is doubt is inevitable. We're going to go through times where we have questions and uncertainties. But what I argue for in the book is, rather than suppressing those doubts or questions, actually lean into it. And in the process of wrestling with that and wrestling with God, I think that's how our faith can grow.
Are parents and church leaders giving the impression to young people that doubt is a bad thing?
You know, I think there's two responses to doubt right now that can be toxic. One response, and we're kind of seeing this in a growing genre of literature and podcasts, is that doubt is something to be worshipped and idolized. And so deconstruction is kind of the key word there. And we're told this, hey, embrace all your questions and there are really no answers. I think that's a toxic response to doubt. Another equally toxic response is not to idolize doubt, but to demonize doubt and to make doubt into the great enemy. And so, yeah, I've seen churches that's kind of been the response. Like, if you dare to have a question or if you have uncertainty, you're kind of shamed. And so what happens in that kind of context is we start suppressing our doubts and hiding our doubts. And that's so harmful, because I think doubt's greatest strength is secrecy. But if we drag it out into the open, that's how our faith can flourish.
Well, what I hear you saying, too, is that Christians actually have a brain and they can think. And I think many times people that are not of faith, people in the secular world, try to put down Christians like they're not using their brains. And I want everybody to understand Dominic Dunn, who is going to be one of the speakers here at Sojourn, going to be sharing his book and all the things that will encourage you. And if you're a parent and you have a young person, maybe 14 to 24 years old in your family, they need to be at Sojourn. It's a free event, 4 o'clock to 8 o'clock this Sunday, the 30th, here at Calvary of Albuquerque. And just to let you know who we're talking to this afternoon, Dominic's bio, he has taught English for large companies in Europe. He's lectured on theology and church history at Christian colleges and served as a missionary in Vanuatu and Mexico. And did I say that country correct?
Yeah, close.
Okay.
Vanuatu.
Dominic has degrees in religion and philosophy from Liberty University, and he is a master of theology from the University of Oxford. And so you are we're talking to a guy that not only is led by the Holy Spirit, but he's got an academic background that is absolutely gives him a lot of credibility. He's thought through all of these things. Dominic, when you talk about somebody that has doubt, a young person, if somebody comes up to you at Sojourn and says, "Gee, I'm just lost. I've got these people telling me that my faith is a myth, and what I believe is just absolutely not true." What do you say to that person?
Oh man, so I would say, actually, first of all, the fact that you're asking that question is a healthy thing. The way Jesus led his followers is through asking questions. I mean, he asked his followers questions over 300 times in the Gospels. Who do you say I am? Or do you believe this? And those questions forced his followers to open up within their own assumptions. They had to get honest, and they had to go deeper. It's through the art of asking those questions that their faith began to grow. So I think my starting point would say the fact you have those questions can actually be a good thing, because your faith is screaming out for substance. Your faith is longing for truth and a faith that's your own. But then to the critique of secularism and the world that would say, hey, there's no answers and your faith is just a myth, I'd push back on that and actually say, no, there's some compelling, thoughtful, intellectual, vibrant answers. And if you begin to discover and learn and grow and bring these things to God and read and find community, you'll find that, wow, our faith is robust and it's beautiful and it's rich.
Dominic, how much is the age of technology and all of these different, you know, Facebooks and all the different social media aspects, how much of that is affecting young people and their faith? Is it isolating them from fellowship, or is it a good thing? Hmm. Tell me your perception of that.
Yeah, we definitely live in an age, one philosopher called it an age of distraction. And there's so much right now that's pulling us away from the here and now, and can even be a distraction in our relationship with God. Technology, like any tool, can be good, or it can be something that's misused. When it comes to our relationship with God, again, as a tool, there's answers that can be discovered and found, but it also, you can find a lot that can be harmful to your faith. So I think it takes discipline and a real heart to pursue truth, to know how to deal with this powerful tool that we have. I also think technology, though, is a great opportunity to discover truth.
Dominic Dunn on the phone with us here at ABQ Connect 2.0. Dominic's going to stay with us here for a couple more segments, a whole half an hour to talk with him about various things. And Sojourn, the event coming up this weekend, 4 o'clock to 8 o'clock at Calvary Chapel of Albuquerque. Dominic, the author of When Faith Fails, is going to have some great things to say to young people that come out to this. And if you are a parent of a young person, get your young person here. If you're a young person struggling with challenges and questions and you have doubts and maybe even unbelief, Calvary of Albuquerque on Sunday from 4 to 8 is where you want to be. We'll be right back with more with Dominic Dunn right after these messages.
Guys, don't you just love men's conferences? The worship, fellowship, and encouragement. Register now for the one-day men's conference called Abound. It's Saturday, June 29th at Cross Christian Fellowship. Be challenged by speakers Ray Jaramillo, Mike Lycona, Scott Tom, and others. Worship with Justin Gambino. Men, iron doesn't sharpen iron unless they join together. Register online at crossfellowship.org. That's crossfellowship.org.
I'm Rob Sneed, General Manager at Power Ford. All dealerships have the same incentives. Big rebates, customer cash, we've all got them. The difference is in what the dealership does for you. And at Power Ford, it's all about you. You get a better deal and a better experience. Every vehicle comes with the confidence of a 100,000-mile warranty and roadside assistance. Find your ride at MyPowerFord.com or just come see us. We're on the affordable side of Albuquerque, on Montaño, west of I-25.
Call 888-243-8183 for details.
Here's Rob West with today's MoneyWise Minute.
You want to provide for your family if something happens to you. So the question you have to ask yourself is, term or whole life insurance? And the answer is almost always term. Unlike permanent or whole life, term insurance provides inexpensive coverage for a fixed amount of time, usually 10, 20, or 30 years. But there's another big difference. Term insurance is only insurance. Whole life doesn't expire, but it's expensive and has an investment component mixed in. But don't be lured into buying it for that reason. Mixing insurance with investments is like having a combination lawnmower vacuum cleaner. You'll get better results with both if you keep them separate. Go with term and your insurance costs will be lower and your investment return greater.
Hey, need some help getting started with this? Well, connect with a MoneyWise coach at our website, which is moneywise.org, moneywise.org.
You are listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect.
Welcome back. Jim Williams in studio with you. And on the phones, Dominic Dunn, the author of When Faith Fails. He's going to be a guest speaker this weekend at the Sojourn event. It's from 4 o'clock to 8 o'clock p.m. here at Calvary of Albuquerque. Dominic, your book, When Faith Fails, tell me what the meaning of that title is.
Yeah, so the title, kind of self-explanatory, really. Just there are times where it feels like our faith is failing, but then the subtitle is finding God in the shadow of doubt. And I just believe that in those times when our faith is fracturing and the cross pressures of culture or personal questions or just the suffering we may go through in life, that actually God is found in those spaces. That when we walk through the valley, he's still our good shepherd. So what I do in the book is kind of walk through a theology of doubt. I share some of my own story, how I actually went through a season where it felt like my faith was failing. And then I begin to unpack specific issues that can fuel our doubt. And at the end of the book, it's like super practical. Here's some tools that have been helpful to me to help grow our faith.
Well, I don't know a lot about Oxford University, but I know Liberty is probably really encouraging to the students there. You probably get a well-rounded education. You probably actually look a lot at opposing viewpoints, but you're really encouraged in your faith. Those that I know that have gone to Liberty, and in fact, I'm pretty good friends with the head basketball coach there and his assistant, Brad Soucy, and they are always communicating with me how encouraged they are to be on that campus. But you did your master's degree at the University of Oxford, and tell us, is that, are there a lot of liberal point of views? Are there things fighting against what you believe?
Yeah. So Oxford was breathtaking. Just not only its history and its beauty and its architecture, but also the spiritual climate. So there's definitely a liberal edge there, a very strong atheistic community there, but then also, some of the strongest, most passionate followers of Jesus I've ever met. So it's like you have the darkness and light coming together. And for me, I just found the atmosphere electric. You know, what was interesting about Oxford was there wasn't an apathy when it came to God, but rather there was a keen interest, whether you were for or against. So, for example, if ever there was a debate or, hey, tonight we're going to have a discussion about does God exist, it would be standing room only. People, philosophers, thinkers, leaders were just really fascinated and understood the gravitas of that question. And of course, it's the old haunting stomping grounds of C.S. Lewis and Tolkien and these other great thinkers as well. So personally, it was I loved it. But you're right. It's definitely known for not being a Christian environment. But I think sometimes the light can shine the brightest in dark places.
Well, and really, people that are listening to you now and are considering going to the Sojourn event, they will see that you've actually gone through and thought through many of these things that you're going to be sharing with the young people. And you've done that in a very, I wouldn't say volatile, but maybe an intense kind of situation. You've already mentioned that the opposition, if you will, was pretty considerable, and the people that were Christians were very strong in their faith. So when you're in that environment, you had to learn how to deal with both extremes.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, and I think I'd rather spend time with an atheist who is really passionate about the God question than someone who's just apathetic towards things of faith. Because there's not a whole lot you can do with apathy, right? Jesus said, "The lukewarm, I'll spit on my mouth."
Right.
But when someone's burning hot or frigid cold, there's at least space for dialogue.
Tell me what you mean in your book with this quote: "Doubt is the neutral space between belief and unbelief."
Yeah, so I think that's an important understanding, just that when it comes to theology of doubt, for many Christians, they hear the word doubt and it's a trigger word because they automatically associate doubt with unbelief. But when you read the Bible, you actually discover that it nuances doubt and unbelief. There's a difference. So doubt is when someone is, like James, he describes a man tossed to and fro. You're uncertain. It comes from this old Latin word, dubitare, which means to. So when you doubt, you're divided. Part of you wants to believe. Part of you is holding on. Part of you is like, yeah, I really want to cling to this perspective I've had about God or church or theology. But then there's another part of you, because of life or questions or something you've read or listened to, that's being pulled in the opposite space. So I like to look at doubt as kind of like a spiritual Switzerland, right? It's essentially neutral. It's all about what you do with it. Doubt can lead you to deeper faith, or doubt can lead you towards unbelief. Unbelief is a totally different thing. Unbelief is when you're not saying I'm unsure. Unbelief is when you say I kind of made up my mind and I'm not interested. So think Mark chapter 5, where it says Jesus couldn't do a great work in a village because of their unbelief. They made up their mind. You know, it's interesting. When I was in Oxford, I got to meet Richard Dawkins, who's kind of known as the world's leading atheist. Mm-hmm. And I once heard him give a lecture where he was asked the question, is there anything that would change your mind? If we presented some evidence to you about the existence of God, could that sway you? And his response was telling, and I think it really shows the heart of unbelief. He said, you know, honestly, even if I saw God right in the clouds, I exist, or something like that, he said, I still wouldn't believe, that there's literally nothing that would change his mind. That's unbelief, and that's a sin. Doubt, however, is in a different space. Doubt says, I'm searching. I want to know more.
Man, that's a fascinating discussion about Richard Dawkins. Tell me why the Bible can be trusted.
Oh, man. The Bible is one of the most beautiful, compelling, sometimes confusing, but also life-changing books. It's the Word of God, and the more you study it, the more you look into it, the more you discover truth. You know, David wrote in Psalms, he says, your Word is a lamp to my feet, and it's a light for my path. And as you study Scripture, it's not only personally changing, life-changing, but also when you begin to discover how it came to be and the process that it went through of preservation and manuscripts and texts, and you discover, wow, this book that we carry around with us and read and think through actually is alive. It's not just like studying any other book. And I've seen it change lives. It's changed my own too.
Fascinating discussion, and we're going to have more with Dominic Dunn, the author of When Faith Fails, and a guest speaker this weekend at the Sojourn event, Calvary Chapel of Albuquerque, 4 to 8 o'clock. For high school students, college students, parents that want to support their young people in school, if you have questions about your faith, this is where you want to be this weekend with Dominic Dunn and Ben Corson. We'll be back with more with Dominic Dunn right after these messages.
When tracking the domestic dust bunny, you commonly find them hiding under wardrobes next to lost socks. Don't move too suddenly or they'll scurry off. What's utterly fascinating about the dust bunny is that although they are not actually sentient creatures, when they hear that Geico not only saves people money, but also has a 97% customer satisfaction rating, it's obvious to them you should switch. Because, yes, switching to Geico is a no-brainer. Oh, no, it's the dust bunny's only natural predator. Run along, dust bunnies, run along.
Since the Bible is the Word of God, since it does reveal the character of God, since it alone describes salvation and eternal life, since all these things are true of God's Word, how important is it to know what every word of Scripture means? Hi friends, John MacArthur here. There's only one way to tap into the power of Scripture, and that's by immersing yourself in it regularly. Every day on Grace to You, we unpack the Bible verse by verse, precept upon precept. And there's no better way to spend 30 minutes of your day. So join us here on this station for Grace to You.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on KNKT. On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect.
Coming to you from the Power Ford Studios, Faith Family Ford Power Ford, Jim Williams on the phone with Dominic Dunn, author of the book When Faith Fails and pastor of Westside Church in Portland, Oregon. Dominic, you have plenty on your plate. Thanks for taking the time to come to Albuquerque.
Oh, I'm really looking forward to it. It'll be fun.
Well, you've got some amazing things that you're doing with young people. Tell me how you got involved with particularly young people and trying to encourage them in their faith.
Yes. Well, the church I pastor in Portland has a lot of young people, Gen Z, millennials. And it's interesting because Portland's considered one of the more liberal, progressive cities mm-hmm. in America. Mm-hmm. And yet where we're seeing God work in the most beautiful ways right now is with the high schoolers and college age. I really, really believe that this next generation, God's going to do something beautiful and is doing something beautiful. In Acts 17, it says that the first church, the early disciples, they turned the world upside down. And I think we're due for that kind of paradigm shift. We've seen different revivals in the past, whether it's the Great Awakenings or the Jesus movement, and that's great. But I think what we need now in this moment is a new work of God's Spirit. And so I'm seeing signs of that in Portland, different parts of the world as well.
Dominic, can you briefly unpack your chapter, Why is God Silent? Tell us what your thoughts were there.
I think one of the great causes for doubt in people's life has to do with the silence of God. There are times where we hear his voice. There are times where he speaks to us and seems closer than our next breath. But there are also times where it feels like God is a thousand miles away. And I can't tell you how many people I've talked to, and I've been through seasons like this as well, where they just are asking the question, where is God? Or why won't God talk to me? Why won't he show me what to do in this situation? So in that chapter, I kind of unpack a little bit just the agony of not hearing from God and how difficult that can be. I present a few responses to that. But then towards the end of the chapter, kind of turn it around a bit and really have a rethink of this whole topic of what does it mean to hear from God, that maybe God is speaking, but we just need to learn to listen. I think we live, like I said earlier, in this age of distraction. So much that is pulling on us, whether it's social media or whatever. And I think we've lost the art of hearing the voice of God and being still and building boundaries into our life where we set the phone down, we get off the treadmill and just silence our heart before him. There's this verse you've all heard, I'm sure, be still and know that I'm God. And I like to look at that verse as be still and then you'll know. It's through the stillness that we encounter his voice. And I think God is speaking in a myriad of ways if we just listen through his word, through his spirit, through community, through just the beauty of nature. Each moment is an opportunity to hear from him. Like Moses, we stand before a burning bush. He said, take off your sandals because where you stand is holy ground. And holy ground isn't just in a sanctuary, worshiping on a Sunday. Holy ground is right here, right now. God's presence is a whole lot closer than you think. It's like the air that you breathe, we don't even realize.
Jim Williams on the phone with Dominic Dunn, author of When Faith Fails, and a guest speaker here with the Sojourn event coming to Calvary of Albuquerque, 4 o'clock to 8 o'clock p.m. this Sunday, the Calvary of Albuquerque campus. Dominic, share with us your story and how the inspiration for your book kind of revolves around your favorite scripture.
Oh, wow. So the reason I wrote the book, not only because I'm seeing right now many, many people who are struggling with their faith, or many too. You look at the stats on people who are leaving their faith. Those stats are troubling. And so there's that aspect I want to unpack as a pastor, but also is deeply personal for me. Because as I mentioned, and I unpack it in chapter 3 and 4, where I went through a time where I almost lost my faith. And it was really, really hard. But the Lord took me through that season. And after going through that, I just am passionate about helping people who are in those seasons or will go through those seasons, and to like give them the tools. Like, here's some things I found that have been helpful.
Well, I'm fascinated that you have this calling and you have the courage really to address these difficult questions. And I'm praying, and I hope our listeners will pray for the event. Of course, your safe travels here, and we appreciate so much you being here. Is there anything else you'd like to say about the event that we haven't covered yet this afternoon?
Well, it's going to be amazing. I can't wait to be with all of you. And I think there's just going to be a lot of joy and a lot of interesting questions we're going to unpack together. And hopefully by the end of it, we'll encounter Jesus in a fresh way. You know, C.S. Lewis, one of my favorite quotes by Lewis, he said, "I now know, Lord, why you utter no answer. You are yourself the answer. Before your face, questions die away. What other answers would suffice?" And I just love that, because it's in the process of asking the difficult questions that we may or may not find all the answers. But I think in the process of asking and wrestling and seeking, we encounter the presence of God in new and beautiful ways. So that's my prayer for this weekend, that it could be a time of let's dive into those questions and let's encounter Jesus in the process.
So 4 o'clock to 8 o'clock p.m. Sunday evening here at Calvary of Albuquerque, Dominic Dunn and Ben Corson. We're going to be talking to Ben on Friday about the event. And Dominic, we appreciate you spending the time in your busy schedule. You've probably got pastoral things you're doing the rest of the day, and I know the harvest is plenty and the workers are few, so we're going to let you go and look forward to seeing you on Sunday. Thank you for joining us.
I can't wait. I'll see you all then.
All right. Appreciate you being with us. And if you stay with us right after the break, we're going to talk with Todd Nettleton. He is the voice of the Martyrs radio program. On June 29th, on Saturday, it is the Day of the Christian Martyr. So we're going to talk to Todd about Christian missions people all over the world that have given their lives for the gospel. So we hope you'll stay with us right here on KNKT.
Don't put up with bathing in a grungy, mildew-filled bathtub any longer. Your dream shower awaits with a beautiful new shower system from Kohler by Dreamstyle Remodeling. Let us bring you the perfect shower system and transform your bathroom. For a limited time only, save $1,000 off a complete Kohler shower system with 12 months, no money down, no payments, and no interest. As America's most trusted name in bathing, Kohler has been innovating bathrooms since 1883. With professional installation from Dreamstyle Remodeling and superior material by Kohler, you can count on your new shower to be beautiful, durable, and premium quality. Save $1,000 off a complete Kohler shower system by Dreamstyle Remodeling with 12 months, no money down, no payments, and no interest. Call 595-0351 to schedule your in-home consultation or visit DreamStyleShowers.com. That's 595-0351.
Do churches have the right to meet on city property? This is Law and Justice with Jay Sekulow.
My husband and I started a church a couple months ago in our house, and we were wanting to meet this Friday in a public park. And so I called the recreation center just because I didn't know if we needed permission or what we really needed to do. Basically, they said, normally groups have to fill out a form to be able to use the park, but because you're a religious group, you can't go.
That's absolutely incorrect. Now, they may need you to fill out some paperwork if you've got a large group coming. That's fine. But they can't tell you you cannot go to the park to hold an event because it's a religious worship service. When's the event scheduled? scheduled for, Lydia?
It was for this Friday night.
Well, we will get on that today. So you hang on the line here, and we will get you some help right away and get someone working on it. You'll call us back and let us know how it goes. We'll be able to get this worked out very, very quickly. So we'll get some help to you right away.
Get involved. Find out how at ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org.
Christians are often ambushed by the struggles we face.
The Christian life, far from being a playground, is so often a battleground.
There's a spiritual battle raging all around you, but you fight under a commanding officer who has never lost a battle.
When the enemy is throwing fiery arrows at you, pull out your sword.
The sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God.
The Word of God.
Learn the promises of God so that in the battle you go, there's that promise, there's that promise, and you remember the Lord.
We want to help you live in that promised victory every day by sending you three powerful resources. The dynamic music that inspired the teaching series, The War is Over CD. And Breakthrough, the brand new worship album from Battle Drums. Plus, Pastor's Gift Lifestyle booklet, Jesus Loves the Broken. It's our way to say thanks for your gift to help expand the Bible teaching outreach of Skip Heitzig. So get your copies when you give today. To give online securely, visit connectwithskip.com/offer or call 800-922-1888.
You're listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect.
Jim Williams in studio, the Power Ford studios to be exact at KNKT, Faith Family Ford, Power Ford. We're on the phone now with Todd Nettleton. He is the Chief of Media Relations and the Message Integration for the Voice of the Martyrs and the host of the Voice of the Martyrs radio program. And Todd, thanks for joining us this afternoon. I know you've got a busy schedule. You've got a big event coming up on the 29th to honor Christians that have been preaching the gospel around the world and have been martyred for the cause. I feel almost like I live in a bubble and I don't even realize the danger that our missionaries are facing around the world.
It is something that a lot of us don't think about. You know, there are so many Christians in America who read the book of Acts and they get to the last chapter and they just think, well, that's the end of persecution. You know, we don't have that here. But the reality is in more than 70 countries, Christians are being persecuted for doing the same things that we do on Sundays, gathering with other believers, singing hymns together, studying God's word together. There are Christians going to jail for that in other countries.
Tell us about the Day of the Christian Martyr this Saturday. What type of things will be going on that people can participate in?
Well, this is a very significant day, and people ask, you know, why Saturday? Why June 29th? Well, church history says that June 29th was the day that the Apostle Paul was beheaded outside the city of Rome, and so that's the day we've picked to honor the Apostle Pauls of today, the people who are laying down their lives for Christ. And one of the really meaningful things that we're going to do here at our headquarters in Oklahoma is add three names to the Martyrs Memorial. We have a black granite wall outside of our building called the Martyrs Memorial, and we're going to add the names of Werner and Jean-Pierre and Rene Groenewald, a family who was killed, the father and two teenage children who were martyred by the Taliban in Afghanistan in 2014. We're going to share their story in an event on Facebook Live. We're going to unveil their names on the wall. And we think it'll be a meaningful time of honoring their memory. But what we also hope happens is Christians like you and me who aren't persecuted, we hear their story and we say, okay, they sacrificed their lives to see Christ glorified in Afghanistan. What am I willing to sacrifice? What am I willing to lay down to see Christ glorified where I live or overseas in some other country? So that's what we really hope happens, not only honoring those who gave their lives for Christ, but really each of us thinking about, okay, what would I sacrifice?
Todd Nettleton, the Voice of the Martyrs Radio, joining us this afternoon here on KNKT and ABQ Connect 2.0. Todd, I know that you, most missionaries are sent out by churches or other groups, and there are people that are senders that are backing them in prayer and financially. And you mentioned that there's 70 countries in this world that are persecuting these missionaries. Give us an example of a country that's put people in a very dangerous situation.
Well, one country that comes immediately to mind is China. And we really have seen last year a new law on religion was put into effect in China. Since that law went into effect, and even in the months before it officially went into effect, we have seen a dramatic increase on persecution in China. In fact, just last month, another very significant house church was closed down by the government. This was a church that had been in existence for 70 years. It was a church of several hundred believers that gathered every week, and the government simply came in and closed the church. They put security cameras up outside the church with facial recognition software. They started tracking, okay, who is coming to these meetings, and then they would come to those people's house and sit down in their living room and say, hey, do you like having a job? If you like having a job, you probably need to choose not to go to that church anymore. So they really brought pressure to bear on the church members not to go, and then they gave up on that. They just closed down the church completely. It's the fourth major house church that has been closed in China in the last about 8 months. Just an ongoing increasing crackdown against the church in China. And, you know, the reason for that is because the Communist Party look at the numbers, frankly. There are more Christians in China than there are Communist Party members. So if your power base is the Communist Party, you look at that and you say, well, we've got to put a stop to this. We got to do something about this. That's why you see this crackdown happening all over China.
Todd, have you ever seen a situation where the gospel has been shared with the leadership of these governments and their hearts are broken and they repent and they come to Christ? Is that something that happens, or are they just so hardened, or is their role to absolutely reject Christ at all cost? I know we were just speaking with Dominic Dunn, and he was referring to Richard Dawkins, famous atheist and author, about such topics. And Richard Dawkins actually boldly faced said, it doesn't matter what you show me. I could see writing in the sky that Jesus is Lord and Savior, and I still wouldn't believe. Is this kind of the hardening that we see in the leadership of China and other countries?
Well, there certainly is a hard-heartedness, and I think that's a good description. And yet we know that God directs the hearts of kings, and so we know that that hard-heartedness can be melted. What we do see in some cases, and sometimes I think things happen behind the scenes that we never hear about or we don't know, but we have heard in some countries of maybe the family member of a leader, maybe his wife, maybe one of his children, becomes a believer, and it does change his perspective on that. The other thing that I've heard, even in recent months, is stories of judges in a particular Islamic country becoming believers in Christ, and actually it changing the way they do things in their courtroom, especially as it relates to Christians who are arrested and appear before them. So God absolutely is capable of reaching into the king's palace. He's capable of reaching into any heart, but it is often a very hard soil, and particularly, again, in a lot of these countries, it comes down to power. And wait a minute, if the church grows, my political power or my military power is going to be negatively affected by that. So there is that grasping for power that is a part of their hard hearts towards the gospel.
Todd, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, we want to talk to you about how the Christian community can pray and support the persecuted church. If you can stay with us through the break, we'll be right back on ABQ Connect.
Gonset Physical Medicine specializes in the diagnosis and treatment of spinal ligament injury. Don't ignore the pain and discomfort any longer. Schedule a consultation today at gonsted-nm.com or 505-884-8584.
Duke City Ready Mix is all about quality on every load and delivering that quality when we say we will, equating it to the best service in the valley. Our goal is to enhance our communities with self-sustaining families through employment at Duke City and giving back to the communities who have given so much to us. Duke City Ready Mix. Quality, service, community. The premier concrete, sand, and gravel company in the valley. Contact us at 877-5777 or at QualityMattersHere.com.
On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect.
One more reminder about Sojourn this weekend. If you're in high school thinking about going off to college, or if you're a college student facing challenges with the change, don't miss Sojourn, preparing students for the journey. This free event is happening at Calvary Church of Albuquerque, June 30th. That's this Sunday from 4 o'clock to 8 o'clock p.m. This event features guest speakers Ben Corson and Dominic Dunn. Of course, Dominic joined us in our first half hour, and he is the author of When Faith Fails. This will be very encouraging to you if you come out to it. So we appreciate everybody that comes out to Sojourn. And we're on the phone now with Todd Nettleton. He is the voice of the Martyrs Radio program, and he serves as the voice for persecuted Christians around the world. And those Christians, I think, again, I started this by saying, Todd, I feel like I live in a bubble. I don't know where these people are. And these folks are not just going out and preaching the gospel. They are literally putting their lives on the line and paying the ultimate price for telling people about Jesus.
That is so true. And I think the interesting thing, as you say that to me, is they are doing it willingly and excitedly and joyfully. They completely see spreading Jesus' glory and being in relationship with him as completely worth any sacrifice that they would be asked to make. Their love of Christ is something that is contagious. So when I get the chance to be around them, I remember early on in my time at Voice of the Martyrs going to China, and we were going to sit down with a pastor who had been arrested like 13 times in the 3 months before we were there. And as we left, I kind of had this picture in my mind that, you know, here's this pastor. He's probably pretty depressed and pretty discouraged. And isn't it great that we Christians from America can come and cheer him up? Well, you know, isn't that a great ministry that we're going to have to him? And then we got there and we met this pastor, and he wasn't depressed and he wasn't discouraged. In fact, he was excited because look how my church is growing. And what would happen is his church met on Tuesdays, and the Chinese government was mad at how fast the church was growing. And so Monday night or Tuesday morning, they would arrest him, and they would hold him for a day or maybe 2 or 3 days, and then they would release him and let him go home. They just didn't want him to be at that service on Tuesday to keep that church growing. And as we met him, he was excited. He was joyful. And that was a great lesson for me, that these brothers and sisters, you know, we may hear their stories and think they are downtrodden and think they are depressed, but when you meet them, they have a smile on their face, and what they want to talk about is, look how faithful God has been. Look how good he has been to me. And I'm reminded of the story of the apostles in Acts. You know, they left the council after they had been beaten. They left the council rejoicing that they had been counted worthy to suffer for the name of Christ. We still see that happening around the world today.
What an amazing story. And Todd, when people are arrested, are you in such a, is there a communication network set up to where you can actually intervene through like state departments and things if somebody's possibly going to be executed wrongly? I mean, is the government helping at all with these Christians that are taken hostage and incarcerated?
It depends on the case. You know, I think of the case of Pastor Andrew Brunson in Turkey. And Andrew Brunson obviously was an American citizen. And so the American government was very much involved. And different senators actually went and were at the hearings for his trial and made it very clear to the Turkish government that, hey, we want this guy back and we want him back now. When it comes to other situations where maybe it's not an American citizen, it's a Chinese citizen, it's, you know, a citizen of another country, it's a little harder for the U.S. government to be involved in that situation. Here at Voice of the Martyrs, we certainly have a network. In fact, we are active in all 70-plus countries where Christians are persecuted. And so there are times when we can help. Sometimes that might be, you know, say, hiring a lawyer to help represent a particular Christian if that is the case in his country where a lawyer could be of assistance. Sometimes it is not hiring a lawyer because there is no lawyer, there is no trial. Sometimes it's simply helping his family. I think of pastors that I met in the country of Eritrea who have been in prison for almost 15 years now. And Voice of the Martyrs has been able to stand with their wives and their children. We unfortunately can't help them in the prison, but we are able to get with their wives and children and make sure they have food on the table and make sure they have a roof over their heads. And we know that does filter back to our brothers who are in prison, and they hear, yes, my family's being cared for. They're okay, and I think that strengthens them to endure for another day in prison for the sake of Christ.
And, you know, it's one thing to lose your life, but to live in prison for your faith is a whole different matter. That almost seems more difficult, and I'm so thankful for these folks and what they're doing. June 29th is the day of the Christian martyr. June 29th marks the martyrdom of the Apostle Paul, and it's going to be a celebration of those and honoring those who have sacrificed their lives for the advancement of the gospel. Todd, how can we pray and support the persecuted church?
Well, I want to encourage people to be involved in the Day of the Christian Martyr. It's coming up this Saturday. We're going to have a Facebook Live event on Saturday morning. You'll be able to watch that on Facebook Live. Then Saturday afternoon, you'll actually be able to download that video. If you miss it during the Facebook Live window, you'll be able to download that video and watch the induction of the Groenwald family onto the Martyrs Memorial. So I want to encourage people because I think it's going to challenge you. I think it's going to be a faith-building morning as we commemorate their family and commemorate their loss. When it comes to prayer, and I'm glad you mentioned prayer because that's the first thing our brothers and sisters ask us to do is pray for them. And the thing that's amazing to me and maybe a little bit challenging to me is they're not saying, pray that we won't be persecuted anymore. Pray that our suffering will stop. What they're saying instead is, will you pray with us that we'll be faithful to Christ in spite of the suffering, in spite of the persecution? And so that's their first request of us, is pray for us that we'll remain faithful. And as you think about, people in prison for 15 years in Eritrea, you think about Chinese pastors being locked in prison. Let's pray that they will stay strong. And one of the prayer requests that I like to pray and I like to encourage people to pray is, Lord, will you supernaturally right now let this person know that they're being prayed for? Because I think one of the lies of Satan, especially in persecution situations, is you are all by yourself and everyone else has forgotten you. You're alone. So I ask the Lord, hey, let that person know they are not alone. Because right now I'm praying for them, and one of the people that I've had on Voice of the Martyrs Radio, on our radio broadcast and our podcast, is Gracia Burnham, who was the hostage in the Philippines, and her husband Martin were kidnapped, and they were held over a year in the jungle by a radical Islamic group there. And as I interviewed Gracia, one of the things she said at different times during their captivity there in the Philippines, she would look at Martin, or Martin would look at her, and they would say, you know, somebody's praying for us right now. And I just thought, what a great answer to prayer, because she said God did answer that prayer. They did know that people were praying for them. And so I encourage people, pray that they will know they're not forgotten, that they will know that they're being prayed for. The other thing I would remind people, and this is not me talking, this is the Bible talking, but pray for the persecutors as well. We know that Saul, the great persecutor who was hunting down Christians, became Paul, the great missionary. We actually have a book here at Voice of the Martyrs called Saul to Paul, and it is stories of Sauls who have now become Pauls. They were persecuting Christians. Now they are being persecuted as Christians. And so pray for the persecutors as well, that they will come to know Christ in a personal way.
Todd, share with us how our listeners can be in touch with your ministry and what you're doing. Is there a way they can see who's in prison and pray specifically for individuals? Is there a website information available at all?
Absolutely. I would encourage you to start out at persecution.com. That is the main Voice of the Martyrs website, persecution.com. Right at the top of the page, there's a button that says free newsletter. Click on that and sign up. We would love to keep you informed about what persecution is going on around the world. There are also links there to a website called Prisoner Alert, where you can write letters to Christians who are in prison right now. The website actually translates your letters into the language of the prisoners. There's also links there to information about the Day of the Christian Martyr coming up on Saturday, and links to Voice of the Martyrs Radio. If you want to hear some of the interviews that I've had with people like Gracia Burnham, you can find those there as well. So persecution.com is the place to start. And then from there, you can find all kinds of information about our persecuted brothers and sisters.
Todd, I really want to ask you to stay with us one more segment. We want to talk to you a little bit about, you know, how the Day of the Christian Martyr and having this understanding about people that have given their lives for the gospel, how should that help us to live boldly for Christ? We're going to talk about that when we come back. Stay with us here on ABQ Connect 2.0.
The 2019 Star88 Golf Tournament, Saturday morning, September 21st, 8 o'clock at Santa Ana Golf Club. This four-person scramble will help Star88 meet the 2019 budget, while a portion of the proceeds will benefit Albuquerque Christian Children's Home. Enjoy a day filled with golf and giveaways and godly fellowship. Breakfast is provided by Monroe's New Mexican Food. Lunch provided by Chick-fil-A. Sponsors are needed right now, and golfers will receive a discount for signing up early at star88.fm/golf.
Relationships are one of God's most precious gifts to us. Hi, I'm Bob Lapine. Each day on Family Life Today with Dennis Rainey, we look at what Jesus described as the two most important commandments, loving God and loving each other, especially in our family relationships. Join us each weekday on KNKT-FM for Family Life Today to develop godly marriages and families that change the world one home at a time.
KNKT. This is ABQ Connect.
Coming to you live from the Power Ford Studios, Faith Family Ford, Power Ford. Jim Williams on the phone now with Todd Nettleton with Voice of the Martyrs. June 29th is marking the date that most Christians believe that the Apostle Paul was crucified, and it's going to be a celebration of the lives of people that have shared the gospel around the world and given their lives. The Day of the Christian Martyr. Todd has traveled around the world and has had face-to-face interviews with hundreds of Christians who've endured persecution. His bio talks about over 70 countries in the world where Christians are facing life or death. Todd, it's an amazing story, and how should that change our lives as Christians here in the United States?
I hope what happens is we're challenged, and I think there's an element of challenge, there's an element of inspiration. I think as you think about people who willingly gave their lives for Christ to reach people in Afghanistan, and the Groenewald family has an amazing story. They had a very comfortable life in South Africa. Werner, the dad, was on staff at a church. Hannah Lee, the mom, was an emergency room doctor, had a good job. They had a good life in South Africa. And after 9/11, God began to move in their hearts and draw them to Afghanistan. And I actually had a sit-down conversation with Hannah Lee afterwards, and she said even members of their own family said, no, that could not have been the voice of God, because there is no way that God would ask you to take your children to Afghanistan. That's just ridiculous. But they said, no, it really is the voice of God. And they answered that call. They moved to Afghanistan. They were involved in ministry there for 10-plus years before the Taliban came and attacked their house. Werner and the two teenage children were killed. Hannah Lee was actually at a UN meeting that day, and so she was spared. But when you hear the story of people like that, and Werner was preaching a sermon just about a month before he was killed, and he said this amazing thing as he wrapped up his sermon. He said, you know, we only die once. We might as well die for Christ. And that was his spirit. That was his attitude. And he lived that. He lived that to the very end. So I hope as we hear their story and as we honor their memory, we also are challenged. Listen, this is a family that was willing to give up their lives to win people in Afghanistan. Sometimes it's inconvenient to me to walk next door and talk to my own neighbor. Why am I so lazy? you know, and I hope that we are challenged by that, and I hope the Lord really uses it to get us moving forward.
Todd, tell us a little bit about your family and where you're based.
We are in Bartlesville, Oklahoma. That's the headquarters for the Voice of the Martyrs. And I grew up in a missionary family, so I spent part of my growing up years in Papua New Guinea. Today, my boys are grown. I have two sons. They are both grown, and in the last 2 years, they've both gotten married. And so now we have two daughters, which is awesome. And my children love the Lord, so I'm very pleased and thrilled by that.
Yeah, you're really blessed. That's amazing. I have five children, and I can tell you, my daughter went to Peru on a mission trip here 3 or 4 years ago, and in many ways I was just terrified because I was just a paranoid dad, and she wasn't facing any persecution or really any danger, and yet I was really terrified. So, you know, we are so appreciative of our military men and women who go across the water, and they sacrifice their lives with their family, and they sacrifice their lives for our safety. But when I start talking to you today, I mean, I'm hearing about people that are not just going to Afghanistan to fight a war spiritually, but they're taking their entire families, and the entire family is involved in the ministry, and that's an incredible thing.
It is, and I think, you know, that we often honor our military, and rightfully so. We hope that Saturday, the Day of the Christian Martyr, will be a day that grows in our church calendars to honor those who gave their lives for Christ.
Tell us a little bit, one more time, about how people can get in touch with the ministry.
Persecution.com is the main ministry website, persecution.com. Right at the top of the page, there's a button that says free newsletter. Click on that. Give us your name and address. We will keep you up to date each month with persecution going on around the world, as well as ways you can pray, ways you can get involved to encourage our brothers and sisters. There's also links there to the Day of the Christian Martyr to watch the video on Saturday morning of the dedication of the Martyrs Memorial and the addition of the Groenewald family's names to that. There's links there to write letters to Christians who are in prison, as well as to listen to our podcast, Voice of the Martyrs Radio.
So, you know, as I'm talking to you, I'm thinking about people that might not be running around with as much energy as they once did at one time. You know, if you're 70 years old and you're retired and you're thinking about how I can get involved in a ministry, this is absolutely one that you can get involved with. You can pray, and you can think about all the people that Todd we'll let you know about. And if you want to listen to Todd's radio program and you don't live in close proximity, you can go to www.vom for Voice of the Martyrs radio.net. That's www.vomradio.net, and you can listen to their weekly show that Todd has for Voice of the Martyrs Radio. Todd, thanks so much for joining us. And it's an inspiration. We're all have broken hearts for the families that have lost loved ones, but we know that it will never return void. God is going to honor all of their lives, and what they're doing in the field is just amazing. So thank you so much for joining us this afternoon.
You are welcome, and you're correct. God is never going to waste the sacrifice of his servants, and so we know that he will produce good fruit.
Todd, thanks a lot for joining us. Todd Nettleton with Voice of the Martyrs. And we also want to thank Dominic Dunn, author of When Faith Fails. And we want to remind everybody about the Sojourn event. It's for young people, I would say 15 to 24 years old, maybe high school students, college students, even parents. Parents, if you have a young person, we'd like you to get them to Sojourn. It's 4 o'clock to 8 o'clock this Sunday at the Calvary of Albuquerque campus. It's going to be a lot of fun. There's going to be some hang time. There's going to be food. There's going to be some, DJ, a lot of good music. And, you know, I've been learning a lot about music. Our Star 88 channel, they are playing some pretty great music, and my five children all really enjoy that quite a bit. So we hope that if you want to prepare yourself for some of the objections you're going to get to your faith, you will be at the Sojourn event this weekend. So that's going to wrap up our afternoon tomorrow. I hope you join us here on ABQ Connect 2.0. We're going to be talking to Todd Christensen. He is the director of the New Mexico Film Office, and New Mexicans have heard all about Netflix and NBC and other film studios and production companies coming into New Mexico. So we're going to talk to Todd tomorrow. There's a lot of jobs coming into New Mexico, and we want to talk to him about how Christians can get involved and be an influence in the New Mexico film industry. Thanks for joining us here on ABQ Connect 2.0. I'm Jim Williams. Thanks to Andrew Banks. Andrew's pushing all the buttons, taking all the phone calls, and he does a great job. Thank you, Andrew. We'll see you tomorrow.
Connect is a production of KNKT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of staff or management of KNKT. If you missed any part of today's show, get the free podcast at knkt.com.